By the way, for Norville is Machlokes as well.
Start your day the Torah way, northwest London. Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 1st of Nissan, 23rd of March. Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Shlita, in Yonei Pesach. This week's Torah has been sponsored Lechvod Simchas of Mitzvah of Daniel Osher Sandhelm. Last Shabbos, he wrote in Sheyizku, her robes came over the Rav Nachas, and we call Yotzei Chalotzei Him.
Good Chodesh. The subject I want to speak about is from the Haggadah and the learning for Parshas HaChodesh. In the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, it says, Rabban Gamliel hoya omer, kol shle omar shlosha dvorim elu bepesach lo yotzo yedecho vosei. We're all familiar with Pesach, Matzah, Umorah. Regarding the Matzah, it says, Matzah al shum, that's all you've got in the Mishnah in Pesachim. The Mishnah quoted in the Gemara, however, has an addition in brackets. It's an addition of the Rosh and the Rif, slight variations, but the quoting the Pasuk, Vayofu es abotzek asher hotziu mimitzrayim. In the Haggadah we have and also in the Haggadah of the Rambam, and also in the Yad, slight variations, but very well, very much the same theme. Al shum shelo hispik b'tzeichom lahachmitz, ad sheniglo aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'goalo. Shenema, and he quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Vayofo es habotzeik asher hotziu mimitzrayim, ugo is matzois v'lo chometz. That we, when they didn't have a chance to stop the to bake the dough, and didn't have a chance to become chometz until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in Mitzrayim and redeemed them. And it quotes the pasuk Vayofes Abotzek, they baked the dough Asher Yotziu Mitzrayim Ugois Matzahs into cakes of matzahs v'lo chometz, and it didn't arise. Kigirshu Mitzrayim, because they were sent out from Mitzrayim, they couldn't delay anymore. Began seder lo osulahem, and they didn't have time to take any provisions with them. So that's the nusach that we've got in the Haggadah, a little bit more expansive than we've got in the Mishnah. And as I say, is the nusach in the Haggadah of the Rambam. Many Rishonim, and this question is repeated in many Rishonim, have a difficulty with this pasuk and the difficulty with what is stated in the Haggadah. It says the reason why we keep the Zikoron of Matzah is because Shlo Hispik B'Tzeikom L'Hachmitz, because they didn't get a chance, they couldn't delay, they had to rush out, and had they not had to rush out, they would have had Chometz. But because they had to rush out because of the pressure of coming out from Mitzrayim, therefore, and the pressure of the journey, they came out to be matzah and it wasn't chometz. The difficulty with this, of course, is, and asked by all the Rishonim, many Rishonim, is that they were well pre-briefed already from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They got the Parashas HaChodesh, which we learned last week, and they were told, you've got to bring a Korban Pesach, and what is more, you've got to have matzah, you shouldn't have chometz. So why does the Habal Haggadah or the Pasuk say that the reason why that we have matzah is because they were being pursued by the Egyptians, and had they the Mashmoros being, Mashmoros seems to be, had they not been pursued by the Egyptians, it could well have become chometz. But it couldn't become chometz anyway, because they had a mitzvah well pre-briefed in advance already from Rosh Chodesh Nissan that they couldn't have chometz, they had to have matzah. So it doesn't seem to add up with the pasuk. This is a kasha which is asked by many, many Rishonim. If you look actually in the psukim itself, in Parshas Bo, you get from the chapter Yud Beis, there it tells you Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodshei Hashono, and they're told to take a Korban Pesach. If the Korban Pesach, it says later how you eat the Korban Pesach. Until you get as a break in the chapter at to the end of at Posuk Yud Dalet, there it says clearly Posuk Yud Gimel Hoyo Adam Lochem Leos Al Abatim. That's clearly referring to Pesach Mitzrayim. You put the blood on the doorposts. Ashat Oshom Veroisias Adam Uposachti Alem. That's clearly referring to Pesach Mitzrayim. Then you get Posuk Yud Dalet Hoyo Hayom Hazeh Lochem Lezikoron. This day, which you are celebrating now in Mitzrayim, shall be to you for a zikoron. So from that posuk onwards, you get the Pesach Doros, from posuk Yudalit onwards, and then it says Shivas Yomim Matzos Techelu Ach BaYom Harishon Tashpisus Yom Botechem Ki Kol Ochel Chometz VeNichus HaNefesh, etc. It's clear division between the first up to the first 13 Pesukim, which is clearly only referring to Pesach Mitzrayim. Voyadam lochem la'os alabatim, clearly only refers to Pesach Mitzrayim. And Posuk Yud Dalet, it says, and this, what you're doing now, should be a Zikoron. And then we're introduced to Pesach Doros. That's a clear division in the Posuk. And that, based on that, you have the Mishnah, which enumerates the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. And not so clear what exactly all the differences are, but that's enumerated in the Gemara and the Mishnah and the Gemara in Psochim. Now, the first mahalach of the Rishonim is the mahalach of the Tosas Rid, referred to in the Rishonim as Rabbeinu Yeshaya. It's quite early. Tosas Rid, and the Tosas Rid is of the opinion. He says, "Ikasha," says the Lashon of the Tosas Rid, "Ikasha, hech kosav ki lo chometz ki gorshu mimitzrayim." How can the Torah write it didn't become chometz because they were derived from Mitzrayim? Surely it didn't become chometz because they were commanded not to have any chometz, not because they were driven out of Mitzrayim. That's subsequent. But first of all, they were commanded, "You've got to have matzah, not have chometz," and then later when they were coming out, Gershom was right. So why does that's the Tosas Rid's kasha? Heich kosav kilo chometz ki Gershom is right lo yochel ismameya. Or im hoyu yocholin ismameya. Supposing that they weren't under such pressure and they could have delayed hoyo machvitz, would they have been allowed to have chometz? For kosav shivas yomim lo yiro elecho chometz. It says that you're not allowed to have chometz on Pesach. Teshuvah, says the Tosas Rid. Pesach Mitzrayim lo nohag isru hachimutz elo yom echod. Says the Tosas Rid, there's a difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. In Pesach Mitzrayim, the Bal Yeroeh, not having chometz in your possession, only applied. The Loshon of the Tosas Rid is yom echod, and that is the that's the Mashmos of the Gemara. In the Gemara in Psochim, discussing the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. That's the answer of the Tosas Rid. Similarly, the Ran.
Sorry, how does that answer the question?
One second. There's no Bal Yeroeh, so they could have had chometz. They were running out of Mitzrayim. They had a command that they had to have matzah, but the command wasn't there wasn't an issur to have chometz. At that stage, Lo Yeroeh, it only applied on the first night. But next day, for example, they could have had chometz. They could have had chometz the Bal Yeroeh didn't apply at all. The issa of having chometz only applied. Issa of eating chometz only applied the first night.
Yom Echad's the first night. You're saying?
One second. I'm going to discuss that now. Yeah.
Okay,
so the Tosas Rid says Yom Echad. Yom Echad.
What's the mitzvah then to have?
One second. We'll clarify in a moment. Similarly, the Ritvor says, in Mitzrayim, they had chometz and matzah together. They had a mitzvah to have matzah, but they could have had chometz as well. But in the Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no issa of having chometz. There may have been an issa to eat chometz together with the Korban Pesach, which is another discussion. But the Bal Yeroeh, Bal Yemotzeh, didn't, according to, as we've seen in the Ran, that didn't apply at all in Pesach Mitzrayim. So they could have had, yes, you have to have your matzah on Seder night, and you had your matzah together with your Korban Pesach, and that's what they had in Mitzrayim. But in the other room, they would have, they could have had chometz. So that's what the Torah tells you. They could have had chometz, but because of the pressure of coming out of Mitzrayim, there was no chometz there. Why? Because they weren't able to delay, and therefore there was no chometz around. But that wasn't because of the tzivui. The tzivui was only not to eat chometz on presumably the first day, like Gemara seems to say the first day. And as far as Bal Yeroyah, Bal Yemotzeh is concerned, having chometz, there was no tzivui not to have chometz, not to own chometz, Bal Yeroyah, Bal Yemotzeh. And that you see clearly from the pasuk. It says, Bal Yehoyah Hayom Hazeh, this day should be a zikoron, and therefore, Shivas Yomei Matzah Techeilu. In Pesach Doros, you've got to keep matzah for 7 days, not just one day like you're keeping in Mitzrayim. You've got to keep it 7 days. Ach Bayom Arishon Tashbisus, Yomei Botechem, etc. But that's referring to Pesach Doros. That's the break in the chapter of, when you read the Parsha, in the New Light, you read the Parsha of Parsha Yod, chapter Yod Beis, from Yod Dalet onwards, is talking about Pesach Doros. And it's only from Pesach Yudal onwards, do we have 7 days, shall you have matzah? There's an inyan of Bal Yeroyah, Bal Yemotzeh. That's only Pesach Doros, not Pesach Mitzrayim. That's the Mahalach of the Tosas read. Similarly, the Ran says, She'ilu yocholim mismameya, hoya machmisin osei, the Pesach Mitzrayim, lo noach, and he says, elo lailo v'yom. Lailo v'yom is the Loshon of the Ran. Kidiso be Pesach Sheni and some more psochim. Ulemocho hoyim utorin bimelocho or bechometz. The next day, and there's a difference of opinion when the Ran says the next day, does he mean the 16th, or does he mean even the 15th? Tosfos Yom Tov understood in the Ran that it meant the 15th, and he has a lot of questions. But others say that no, the Ran was referring to the 16th. In other words, one day you would be in Mitzrayim, you would be was of Yom Tov, you're forbidden to do melacha as well. So you couldn't bake the matzahs for the future. You couldn't bake chometz for the future. But afterwards, you could have baked chometz. And amocha you would turn b'melacha or b'chometz lefichoch ilu yochlu lismamea. Had it not been that they were under such pressure from the Egyptians, hechmitzu isoseim. They could have allowed their chometz, their dough to become chometz, the tzurich mocha, shelo huzaru bebal yeroi, ela mitosh shelo hoyor lehem panai, since they didn't have any time, or for matzah, that's how they baked it matzah. V'zecho le'osu ge'ulo, and there's a zecho for that ge'ulo, nistavu b'achilas matzah. So that's the mahalach of the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that's Tosfos Rid, who's quite early, and later the Ran. And that is followed by many such Rishonim. The Ramban, however, strongly differs from this. And the Ramban, says the Ramban, he's chalik on this Rabbeinu Yeshaya. And he says as follows, when the Torah says, let's get the Loshon HaPosuk, they baked ugos matzos. Why did they bake ugos matzos? Kilo chometz. Kigorshu mimitzrayim. So that we understood, because they were driven out by the Egyptians, therefore that's the reason why they couldn't have chometz. But they were not, according to the Ran and the Tosfos Rid, they were not matzuvah al chometz. They could have had chometz, but kigorshu mimitzrayim. Says the Ramban, that's not the pshat in the posuk. The pshat ki gorshu mimitzrayim is a different pshat altogether. Ki gorshu mimitzrayim is not going on the back on the fact kilo chometz. It's going back on the ashehotziu mimitzrayim. They could have, says the Ramban, ki gorshu mimitzrayim loma she'ofu osu bederech. Why did they have to bake whilst they're traveling? Why couldn't they bake before they left wherever they were in Mitzrayim? They could have, the Torah tells us they baked on the derech from Sukkos to Ramses, wherever it was. They didn't have to bake there. They could have baked at home. So says the Torah, That's why they couldn't sit down and bake in the normal way. And the Gershom of Mitzrayim is that they didn't have time to bake. Not going on the reason why. They didn't have chometz. They could have had chometz. It's not explaining why they didn't have chometz. On the contrary, they knew they couldn't have chometz already in advance. But why did they have to bake matzahs on the way? They could have baked their matzahs before they left. The answer is that because the Egyptians kigoshim in Mitzrayim, therefore they didn't have time to bake their matzahs. They baked their matzahs later. But the fact that it didn't become chometz, that was because of the tzivui. They were commanded not to have chometz already. According to the Ramban, the Issa of Bal Yiroa Bal Yemotzei certainly did apply even in Mitzrayim. They weren't allowed to have chometz. That was already from the mitzvah. Kigoshim in Mitzrayim is not explaining, like the Ran says, that otherwise it would have become chometz, and that's why it didn't become chometz. It wouldn't have become chometz anyway because they weren't allowed to have chometz. The reason why they baked matzahs not in the city, but they baked on the journey, was because Kigoshim Mitzrayim. That's how the Ramban learns Pshat. Clearly from the Ramban, you can see that he understood that they weren't allowed to have chometz anyway because of the tzivui. If you look in Rashi, Rashi is also mashmalak Rabbeinu Yishai, like the Tosfos read. Says Rashi, says Rashi, terem yechmotz, hamitzriim lo heinichum lishos kedei chimutz. The reason why it didn't come to dei chimutz, because the mitzriim didn't let them come to dei chimutz. They were already mitzvahim before not to come to dei chimutz. Rashi doesn't learn like Ramban. That tzivui didn't apply in Mitzrayim. They could have had chometz in Mitzrayim. But the reason why it didn't become chometz is because they were the Mitzrayim didn't let them delay it and it should become chometz. But not because of the tzivui, because there was no tzivui of Bal Yiroa Bal Yemotze. Like the shit of the Rabbeinu Yeshaya and the Tosfos. So is Mashma from Rashi. Now, you get different... The same idea going along with the Ran and Tosfos Rid, but slightly different versions. They take the Shibule Aleket, and Maram Chalava, one of the major Rishonim on Psochim. He says, Shlo Noagu Elo Leil Tesvov, only on the night of Tesvov. Remember, the Tosfos Rid seemed to say it was Laila V'yom, and that's those Mashma from the Ran as well. The Shibule Aleket seems to, and the Maram Chalava says they only kept it on the night, El Leil Tesvov. Get a third shitter, the shitter of the Rabbeinu Avadia Bartanura on his Peish of Rashi, and the Ibn Ezra, there are slight stirrers in the Ibn Ezra, and the Rashpats, the Tashpats, and the shitter quoted in the name of Ben Caspi was a Rishon quoted by the Abarbanel, that Shaloi Hayinoye Klal Isa Chometz B'Mitzrayim Rat Chiyav Matzah Lechov Pesach. There was no Chiyav at all, never mind on being Noyeg and Isa Chometz for a day or a night, or night or a day. According to the Tashpats and the others, it would seem that there was no Isa Chometz whatsoever in Mitzrayim. Presumably, when they had the Korban Pesach, when they're actually eating the Korban Pesach, they wouldn't eat the Korban Pesach together with chometz, so presumably have matzah, but it doesn't go into that. But there was no issa of even eating chometz as mashma in Mitzrayim. The mitzvah was not to eat chometz in Mitzrayim. That's only Pesach Doris, as you medayek from the Psukim. The Gemara in Psochim, however, is clearly not mashma like that, and I haven't got time to go to discuss the Gemara. The Gemara is quite clear that the Issa of Chometz in Mitzrayim was Yom Echor. I think it's clear from the Gemara there. So it seems to be connected to the Pashtus HaGemara. So we got, again, first of all, Tosfos Rid in the Ran, the Issa of only applied Laila V'Yom. Shibule Aleket, it seemed to only apply at night time. The Tashpats, it didn't apply at all. And then we have a fourth mahalak of the Tzlach, Nodi Behuda, and the Malbim. The Malbim following the Tzlach. And the Tzlach quotes the Pasuk, and it says, Shivas Yomim, Hayom Hazeh Lochem Lezikoron. What's Hayom Hazeh? Hayom Hazeh is the day of the Korban Pesach. And it says the Tzlach, in Kodshim, the night follows the day. Normally the day followed by Yerev Vayivoke, the day follows night. In Kodshim, always, and we're talking about the Korban Pesach here, the night follows the day. What is more, the Malbim adds, it was Kodem Matan Torah, says the Malbim, he brings sources for this, that the you don't say the day follows the night follows the day. So you have to read the Pasuk differently. Vohoyo Hayom Hazeh, Hayom Hazeh, Lochem Lezikoron, Chukas Oilam Tochogu, and then there's an Isra of having of chometz, of having Bayom Hazeh, and it would mean the Isra would Bayom Hazeh would be the day, in other words, Yom Arba Oso, when you shecht in the Korban Pesach, and the following night. If that were the case, we could possibly possibly that would maybe an answer to the Tashbat, which is clearly Keneged the Gemara, the Tashbat said there was no Isra at all, or perhaps the Maram Chalavah says there was no Isra on the day, it was only Isra at night time. If they were to follow the Tzlach and the Malbim, then we could understand that why there was no Isra the next day, because Mohoyo Bayom Hayom Hazeh, it's that day is a Zikoran, and referring to the Pesach Mitzrayim, that day meaning the Yom Arba also, and the following night. Okay, so a range of views. And actually, there is a view of the Gemara quotes, the Gemara in Psochim quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili is the one who darshans the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros was that in Pesach Mitzrayim it was only one day, and one day of chometz, and whereas Pesach Doros, of course, was 7 days of chometz. And the Gemara says that, and darshans that from the Smuchin, it says, V'hoyo hayom hazeh lochem lezikoron. And so and then it says, Shivas yomei matas techelu ach b'yom arishon tashbisu. So the Gemara darshans there from the Smichus that the Hayom Hazeh, that the Isra of Chometz only applies Hayom Hazeh. So if you see in the Gemara in Pesachim, there's two places in Pesachim. And the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan Smuchin. So if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan Smuchin, he doesn't darshan for Hayom Hazeh. So it's clearly mashma from a Yehuda that there was an Isra of Chometz for the full 7 days in Mitzrayim. And if you look in the Ababanel, and so is mashma from the an interesting Ibn Ezra, and I said, quote the Ibn Ezra on, there's a bit of a slight steerer in the Ibn Ezra. The Ababanel says clearly that from the Psukim is Mashma that the Isra of Chometz applied for 7 days when they came. And if you look in the Ibn Ezra says they ate matzahs for 7 days until they came to the Yamsuf. And the Ibn Ezra says they ate matzahs for 7 days. Don't talk about chometz, but you see that according to the others, according to Pashtus HaGemara, is that the mitzvah of Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day. We presume it was only one day as chometz, but it's one day only for matzah as well. It's the same posik. So the assumption is it's one day for Pesach, one day for matzah. But yet the Ibn Ezra says they ate matzahs for 7 days, and incidentally, this Ibn Ezra is a good source for the Masa Rav of the Gaon, who says that you makayim a mitzvah of eating matzah not just on be'erev tochlu. We know be'erev tochlu matzah is a chiyuv to eat matzah. The rest of Pesach, the Gemara says it's only a reshus, and the Gaon said no. That the Gaon said that you fulfill every time you eat matzah on Pesach, even throughout the 7 days, you fulfill a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's a mitzvah chiyumis. That's the shit of the Chizkuni, says so beferish. It's clear from the Ibn Ezra also. The Ibn Ezra says they ate matzah in Mitzrayim until they came to the Yamsuf. That's clearly stated in Ibn Ezra. Perhaps a third pshat in the Kilo Gurshu is from the Das HaKenim Balatosus. There says the Das HaKenim Balatosus look carefully at the posik. Look at the posik. Vayofus haposik asher tzim mitzrayim ugos matzus kilo chometz ki gershum mitzrayim. So we learned pshat ki gershum mitzrayim because they were forced out to leave Egypt. Therefore, became chometz according to the Ran, according to the Ramban. Because they were Gershom Mitzrayim, therefore Hotziyum Mitzrayim, therefore they had to take out the Ugos Matzahs. They couldn't bake in the cities. That's how the Ramban does. The third pshat of the Daas Akenim, Ki Gershom Mitzrayim is going on the later part of the posuk. Ki Gershom Mitzrayim, v'gam seder lo'osu lahem. Why didn't they make provisions? Why didn't they take provisions for the journey? You know why they didn't take provisions for this? Nothing to do with chometz. Why didn't they take provisions for the journey? The answer is, v'gam seder lo'osu lahem. Why? Because they were driven out of Egypt. So it's not going on the chometz at all. The difficulty with that pshat, and the Balei Tosfos points out as well, it doesn't flow in the lashon of the posuk. It's a little bit difficult because the extra vavs, he says. So it's not a simple pshat in the posuk, but it's a third mahalach, how to learn pshat in the posuk, ki gershu mimitzrayim. If you look in the Avudraham, the Shibulei Aleket, and others, they make the point that even if it were to be a tzivu in advance that they were going to have matzah, so why does the posuk say ki goshu mitzrayim? So he says the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them a mitzvah in advance. You're not allowed to have chometz because al shema osid, as it were, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the mitzvah, knowing full well that they're going to be forced out of Egypt and they won't have a chance to become chometz. And that's why he gave them the mitzvah in the first place. And that, so that would, you could, they learn that, whether you learn like the Ran or whether you learn like the Ramban, the tzivu was, our Shema Osid, yes, of course they weren't allowed to have chometz, if learn like the Ramban. They weren't allowed to have chometz. Of course they weren't allowed to have chometz. And why does the posuk say, why were they given such a mitzvah? The answer, why were they given such a mitzvah as not to being allowed to have chometz? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu had foreknowledge, Hashem Osset, that we're going to be driven out, and therefore he gave them the mitzvah. So it's not a kasha, it's not a kasha at all. The tzivu was given on the basis of our Hashem Osset, on what may happen in the future. Okay, so I think we've run out of time, so we stay there. We'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Dann hat er das Rotz an der Sache ist es so, dass die Mafia von Antwerpen ist, was schon immer auf Leuch auf Hetzel an sich gleich, der Dill zu Joch, wenn ich hatte hier.